Hello and welcome to the Brawl News, your podcast for all the latest tips, tricks, and insights in the world of Brawl Stars. I'm your host, Sander, and welcome to another video. You know, it's kind of ironic that it says latest news and stuff, although I haven't uploaded for a good 4 months, and I don't really have a good reason for that, except that I just didn't want to record, so I feel like that's fair enough reason, right? Right? Anyways, yeah, I'm sorry I haven't recorded. I've really been meaning to. I've gotten back into Brawl Stars, which is great. Sorry if you hear background stuff. I'm filming outside because I kind of feel like it. And there's like this loud car over. I don't know why it makes that sound. But basically, today I'm going to be talking about the brand new feature that's been added to Brawl Stars, which is ranked. Okay, I know it's been a bit more than brand new, but I've been playing it. It's been hella fun up until Diamond 3, which is where it just kind of becomes pretty bad. Like, to me, it's really, really just annoying because you need a good team if you want to play ranked in Diamond 3. Right, that's what I am. I was trying to hit Masters, or it's not Masters, sorry, Mythic, but we're definitely not doing that this season because I have literally started playing with, like, 10 days left. I hit level 50, which is pretty sick. I got the Brawl Pass Plus because I still had money on that card that I had from a while ago, which is awesome because, bro, you get so much stuff. And so, in case you don't know, I'm actually like a pretty good Brawl Stars player. So, and although I have terrible trophies because I literally just didn't push trophies, I only played Power League, right? Because Power League's way more fun, right? Obviously. That's why they removed it. But basically, basically, what am I trying to say? Like, I'm really bad on trophies, right? So I'm going to start pushing all my brawlers, right? Because, what do I keep saying, right? Okay, but you get the point. Like, I'm going to start pushing all my brawlers, so I'm going to try and hit 30k, which shouldn't take too long because I'm at 25. Although, I noticed something. My brawlers, once I get to 70 trophies on them, I stop versing bots. So before it used to be 100, which I felt was good, but now it's at 70. So let me know if that happens to you guys. Or maybe it's just like a trophy-based thing where once you're like high enough trophies, you start versing, or you start versing real players sooner. Which, I mean, that's fair, I guess, but kind of harder to push. Because I have like tons of rank 1 brawlers and I was going to push them and then I started versing real people, which kind of sucked. So yeah, I'm going to lock in. By the end of next season, you guys are going to see me being 30k trophies. Trust. 1 month, 5k. That's not that hard, right? I mean, it kind of is. I have to lock in, and I don't really play that much because I've really been playing a lot of Fortnite recently, like for the past like 5 months since like the OG season. I don't know, this season, if you guys want like a really fun game, bro, Fortnite is like the best game. Like, this is one of the best seasons in the game ever, right? So if you want, like, it's really cool, you can fly and stuff, which is really fun. If you play Fortnite, I don't know, just let me know what rank you are. I have a Discord. You can join it. It's in the link tree. And yeah, so right now I'm Diamond 2, which is, or no, I'm Diamond 180%. I was just playing with my friend. We were kind of cooking. We went up like 80% in like an hour, which is really good, typically for ranked, right? Because you like get no rank unless you drop like 20 kills, which we didn't. We dropped like 10, which is good. So right, we popped off and now I'm almost Diamond 2, which is cool. So enough yapping about Fortnite. You know, that term is kind of goofy sounding, yapping, but I just want to talk about like other stuff. I actually did upload a few montages. So I don't know if you guys are interested in that. My YouTube channel is also in the link tree. So that. Also, I'm going to make, like, an actual video, like, with, like, actual editing and, like, voice. So, it's not going to be about Brawl Stars, although maybe I will make one. But it's going to be about Super Mario, right? It's going to be a pretty good video. Like, it's going to have proper editing and all that stuff. So, if you guys want to support me, I'll make a video when it's out. Because I know it's spring break and I should have made, like, tons of episodes. But I didn't. So I'm sorry about that, but believe me, it's consistent episode time. Also, I don't think it was very smart for me to record this on April 1st, because now you're going to be a lot of really suspicious. Like, oh, Xander's going to start uploading. Sure he is. It's April Fool's. So maybe it's an accidental April Fool's joke and I just don't upload at all. But I'm going to try and upload, guys. School. I'm kind of locked into school, right? My, like, school, they, like, did this thing where they got rid of letter grades up until grade 10. So I'm grade 9, right? And basically we have the scale where it's, like, emerging all the way to extending. It's a really weird system. And, like, the weird thing is, like, the developing is a B. So if you're, it goes, like, from, like, F all the way to B. And there's no, like, C or D. It's really goofy. And, like, I don't understand it. I can't wait to get back to letter grades because I have a grade 10 soon. I'm sure some of you lucky Americans, I mean, not everything about schools in America is lucky, I guess. Yeah, if you know, you know. But you guys get off school early, which is really, really lucky, man. And, yeah, which is super, super lucky, except for the fact that you guys start earlier. So that's kind of a sad thing. Today was my last day of spring break. It's Easter. And I'm also so done with Brawl Stars' new skins. Like, Supercell's officially lost their mind. Baby Shark. Oh my god. And the entire lobby music is Baby Shark. Doo, 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 doo. I literally muted my game sounds. It's that bad. Baby Shark. Doo. You guys all know the thing. They literally made a Baby Shark skin. And even worse is what they made today. They made Poop Spike. Like, you serious? I was hoping it'd be April Fool's and they just remove it. But no, it's an actual skin, and it's so ugly. But I already know all the 5-year-olds are going to buy it. And I'm going to have to deal with absolute crap on my screen while I'm playing, bro. It's going to drive me mental. But also, I just wanted to say, like, I don't know if I talked about, like, the Brawl Pass change. Actually, I think I did. But I just want to say it's super good, bro. Like, why, like, I got the Brawl Pass Plus because I'm goated like that. Right, because I kind of wanted them gems, because I've been trying to get a skin on, like, every brawler, and I'm pretty close, except I just don't really want to get them on my low-power brawlers, because my account is kind of goofy. I only have, like, 10 power 11s, but I have, like, so many power, I don't know why I had so many power 8s and, like, power 7s, my account, and a lot of power 6s, my account's, like, really goofy, and then I also have tons of power 10s and tons of power 9s. So my account is, like, kind of cursed. Also, I'm getting close to unlocking Fame, which is going to be so awesome. I'm excited for that because that'll be added to my battle card, which is so sick. In case you guys don't know, which I'm sure if you're listening, you guys play a little bit more Brawl Stars than me, so you know about the Fame chance. It's where it shows up on your battle card. And this is just so cool, bro, the battle card. They were so ugly, bro. The background, ugh. But now they're so sick. Mine is my diamond rank, which I'm not really proud of. It's not really the best rank. I feel like anyone who's bad at the game can easily get carried to diamond. I feel like you can even get carried to mythic if you're good if you got good enough teammates. But that doesn't happen to everyone. Also, my account is kind of sucks, right? Because my account, I made it when I was a long time ago, right? And I was younger, which means I wasn't exactly the smartest tool in the shed, right? So, basically, I made my account, like, the exact age that I am. So that means I've still got to wait another year until I'm allowed to use the text chat in Brawl Stars. Because you have to be 16, and I turned 15 in 2 months. So, also, the podcast is, like, I'm pretty sure it's over a month old. Or, sorry, not a month, a year. Because we originally made it, but then we had to redo it because we couldn't upload it onto, like, Apple Podcasts and stuff. So, the podcast is officially a year old. And I feel like, I'm sorry I don't upload enough. I really kind of, the name is kind of ironic. Because I want to stop making just, like, news videos. Because I feel like that's generic and literally what every Brawl Stars podcaster does. And why would you listen to me when you could listen to, like, Eternal Brawl, the Brawl News. I don't know if they still upload. I don't really listen to Brawl Stars podcasts. Zyronian Brawl Academy. Why would you listen to me if you can listen to all those other ones? I kind of want to be, like, different and make, like, cool videos, which is kind of hard to do with podcasts. I kind of wanted to do, like, the guy who, like, voice acted Bull, he, like, emailed me and asked if I wanted to do, a collab a while ago, but I didn't because there's already one, and I felt like it would, there'd be no point when they've already made a good one, so I don't really know why I would, like, the Brawl News already made it, which is a great episode. I would listen to it if you want. Also, thanks so much. We're almost at 3,000 listens on our account. So I'm sure we'd have lots more if I actually uploaded more things, because we're averaging like 150 listens per podcast episode. And we just got 200 on our latest one, which is so good. Shout out you guys. I really, really, really am glad that you guys like my videos. I know they're not the greatest because they're just me going on and on and on for like a good little bit. But I guess that's kind of how the podcast works. Anyways, I keep getting sidetracked. I'm sorry. Half this video isn't even me talking about Brawl Stars. It's about all sorts of other unimportant stuff. But also, Brawl Talk drops soon. Like, which is going to be so hype. Like, I don't know exactly when, which isn't really the greatest thing. But it's going to drop soon. Right, I think. Unless we already know what the season is. Which I don't think so. So I'm pretty hyped for the new season. Also, the ripoff Mortis got added to the game. Which, if you don't know what that is, that's Melody. And she's, like, has three supers at the same time. Which is kind of weird. Which is going to be so OP. What are they going to do when she gets her hypercharge added? You literally get one super. And then you already have hypercharge. Which is a bit outrageous. But, you know, it's kind of cool. So basically, what she is she has, like, this, I don't know, 6-tile radius, and she just, like, shoots stuff. And every time she hits, sorry if I'm getting this wrong, but I'm pretty sure every time she hits an enemy, like, a music note gets added, and it just rings around her, dealing, like, a good, like, 2,700 damage, something like that. And then there can be up to 3 at the same time. And you can gain this from, like, hitting objects, like Jesse turrets and, like, heist safes, which I don't think is meant. I wouldn't be surprised if they change it soon. As of now, go ahead and push your Melody. Oh, wait, you can't because they locked the brawler behind a paywall. Which is a bit frustrating. Like, to me, that's, like, a pretty scummy thing of Brawl Stars to do. Like, really, the fact that, like, think about what happened with Chuck. Literally, the second early access ended, Chuck gets nerfed. Like, come on. Like, that to me is a little bit stupid. Like, I know they gotta make money, right? They wanna be making a little bit more money than Heyday, right? But, like, locking them behind $30? $30 just to get a brawler 2 weeks early? Hell no! I'm never doing that! Like, no, 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 no. I do not have the extra cash to be spending $30 just for a brawler. And I guess you get the skin and the coins, but, like, still, it's not worth it at all. No, sorry. And also, I think it's kind of weird that the Brawl Pass, like, they both cost money. I think it would have been cool if they made, like, the normal Brawl Pass cost the gems still, right? Like, I think this is actually a super good idea. They make the normal one cost gems, so it's, like, 170. Or, I don't know, maybe 200. And then, basically, so then, and then they make the Brawl Pass Plus cost adult money. Like, I don't know, $14 Canadian, which is what it is for me. So that's, like, I don't know, $12. I think that's how much the Brawl Pass Plus is for you guys. I don't know. I'm not the smartest. $11.50? Something like that. But you get the point. What I'm trying to say is that you guys pay different money than me. So I feel like this would be so perfect because free-to-plays can still get the Brawl Pass, but the people who want to spend money can get, like, the higher level, you know? And I feel like this would just be such a perfect way for the Brawl Pass to work. Like, I don't know. I just don't see anything wrong with it, although I don't work at Supercell, and, yeah, I don't really work anywhere. I'm going to get a job, though. I'm going to start making that cash. Unrelated, but yeah, that's that. Also, I think I might start pushing a rank 25, which I know this isn't, like, crazy. It'll probably only take me, like, a little bit to do. But you guys let me know which brawler you want me to push to rank 25. I can push either Max, what's his face, Rico, or, I already have, like, Fang, Colt, Edgar, Mortis. Who else? I could push, what's his name? B. I could push my B to rank 25. My B's only at 400 trophies, but I'm actually kind of a crazy B. I'm gonna have to go pro with my B skills, bro. Although, like, I dropped 9-0 in Wipeout, bro. 9-0. And they were, like, sweaty buddies, too, bro. This was in, 9-0 in a single game. I got almost every single kill. I didn't die once. And I was racing, like, okay, the teammates, the guys weren't the smartest guys, right? They were, it's kind of like the 9-year-old comp of Edgar, Dynamite, and Fang. Which is really just, like, what 9-year-olds play. And I mean, I do play Dynamite, and I do play Fang. I got my Dynamite to power 11 with the hypercharge. I don't even know what it is, but I just see. But all that happens is that my Shelly gets one-shotted by it. So, I know it's very good. And I think it, like, shoots out all sorts of Dynamite. That's old news. So, when Brawl Talk drops, I'll probably go on talking about it, because I'm sure you guys would like that if I start making videos more often. But don't expect too much, because it's kind of hard for me. So yeah, like, what else do I talk about it? How about, oh yeah, I just want to say, like, I kind of hate Brawl Stars YouTube. I'm sorry to be, like, a hater on everything. I'm not hating everything. Ranked is the best thing Brawl Stars has ever added, and I love it so much. Oh my gosh, it's the best thing they've ever added, right? But also, my god, I just can't stand it. I'm trying to, but I kind of forget what I was saying now. What was I saying? Oh yeah, now I remember. Like, a lot of it is just brain rot content. Like, I don't know if you guys have seen the, like, AI presidents play Brawl Stars. It's the biggest brain rot content I've ever seen. And then, no offense to, like, Lex and Kairos Time and all those guys, every single video is the exact same. Like, they're all just the same thing over and over. It just makes me frustrated that there's barely any good YouTube. Although there are some good ones. I don't know if you guys know who Moyo is. He's like, M-U-Y-O. He makes really good content, at least for on Brawl Stars standards. He makes really good content. I would watch him. You want to listen to some good YouTubers? Like, that's just my opinion. Also, what's his face? Wasim. He also makes, like, original videos. And sure, it's really good. So Wasim is also super good, and also Connor, like, I forget his name, is like McDees or something. You guys know who he is. He's like in Tribe and stuff. So yeah, there's that. And also, I can't really think of anything more. So there's still like a few amazing Brawl Stars YouTubers, but a lot of it is just repetitive, and I guess that's kind of every single video game out there. Like, Fortnite. I play Fortnite. I shouldn't be talking, because the content that Fortnite YouTubers make, oh my god, it's literally the same thing over and over. It's like, hello and welcome to the 100 player fashion show, or it's like, today we're gonna be trying out the new mythic weapon that's just been added. And that's like the whole video. Bro, it drives me mental, the amount of unoriginal content around gaming YouTube. Like, is it that hard to just come up with something on your own? Okay, I'm sorry for criticizing so much, maybe I should talk a bit more about how amazing Brawl Stars is, because it's really been killing it in popularity. Like, my friend, so his name is Anton, right? He went to Germany on exchange. Like, literally, I didn't know Germany Brawl Stars was so big, but literally every kid at the school was, like, playing Brawl Stars. Like, no, I personally can't do that because my Wi-Fi at my school is so bad. Like, it is crazy. It's so bad. And also, I'd probably get caught because my teachers would get mad at me. And I've already, like, they are already mad at me because sometimes I'm on my phone, right, playing Brawl Stars or something. And they get a bit frustrated because I was also playing, I played this game, it's called Bloons TD, which if you don't know what it is, it's basically like these balloons, and then you have to place monkeys to stop the balloons. That's pretty much the whole game, except you have to like upgrade them and strategically place everything. It's pretty fun. If you have a spare $7, I would totally spend it. It's such a fun like game for road trips. That, and also like, I mean, yeah, they're just so fun. And also, yeah, I think this is about it. I kind of just have been talking about random stuff for the past, like, 25 minutes. And may the randoms luck be in your favor.